before we get your latest headlines on Power News and shifting the conversation right now, speaking about all things innovation and South Africa's economic challenges. Despite some positive developments in the country, such as reduced load shedding and also a slight recovery in household spending, South Africa continues to face significant economic pressure, with businesses grappling with inefficiencies in critical sectors like freight, postal services and ports as well. The need for innovation has been more pressing. To explore how innovation can drive economic success, but also help South Africa navigate these challenges, we're joined now by Nastasha Hardith, who's the head of corporate debt, turnaround and restructuring sector at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Welcome to the program, Nastasha.
Thank you, Nkonke. I'm grateful to be on, and thank you for that introduction.
So leading companies or leading global economies have shown that innovation can be a key driver of economic success. Are there any standout examples that South Africa can learn from? And how have countries leveraged innovation to really navigate, call it tough economic times?
Yeah, so the largest and most stable economies in the world are also leading innovators. For example, countries like Switzerland, Sweden, and the United States of America, Singapore, and Germany, to name but a few, rank highest amongst the World Intellectual Property Organization's Global Innovation Index on their innovation capabilities.
Yeah.
So it's easy to see the correlation between those countries' economies and the level of innovation that they have. And I think from South African perspective, we are facing strong economic headwinds and businesses are currently navigating a challenging landscape. So despite some positive developments recently, our overall economic growth is quite sluggish. For instance, our GDP growth was projected to be around 1.3% only in 2024, but that was revised to be closer to less than 1% at 0.8%. And that is not sufficient to significantly reduce the high levels of unemployment and poverty in the economy. So businesses in South Africa continue to face financial pressures.
Yeah.
And they have to innovate to survive. As they say, need is, or necessity rather, is the mother of invention.
Yes.
So, and there's a lot of need in South Africa.
Speaking to that, South Africa's freight, rail, postal services and ports I've mentioned have been plagued by inefficiencies. How do these structural issues impact business sustainability in your view? And where do you see opportunities for innovation to address some of these problems?
Yes, so structural issues such as operational inefficiencies, as you mentioned, in postal services, freight, rail, ports, etc., actually disrupt economic activity. It's difficult to run a company if your logistics is, you know, hampered by these sort of inefficiencies. But as I said, necessity is the mother of invention. And it's really important for us to see the gaps. And as an attorney, what matters is not my opinion, but rather the government's opinion.
Right.
And research and development includes, under law, speaking as an attorney, systematic, investigative, or experimental activities aimed at addressing scientific or technological uncertainties. So qualifying activities that could drive innovation in South Africa and that would be incentivized by our government would include discovering new scientific or technological knowledge, creating of or significantly improving, in fact, products, processes, or services. And I think there, really, a standout feature would be how things are done logistically.
Yeah.
And interestingly, developing multi-source generic pharmaceutical products that meet the World Health Organization's guidelines would also be considered under research and development. However, the outcomes of these activities should not be obvious to someone skilled in the relevant field.
Yeah.
So I think in South Africa, given the gaps that we face from a government structural position. You know, there's a lot of innovation that can be had.
Very fascinating. And as we look ahead, what are the key indicators that would signal South Africa is successfully fostering a more innovation-driven economy? What progress, I guess, should we be looking at in the next few years here?
Yes, so as I mentioned earlier, investment in R&D and research and development is clearly defined in our statutes. Has been sluggish. So I think that needs to definitely pick up because the funding models limit the ability of business to develop new products and services and really stay competitive. And where we have a real gap is the gap where commercialization of research becomes possible. And that is a system that enables technology startups to better support the bringing of innovations to market through research that has already been conducted. So that would be a great indicator. But really, if you want to know whether or not we are innovating enough, it's going back to your first question. It's which economies are standout examples and how does that correlate? If we had enough innovation in our country, then we would have a more stable economy with a lot more jobs. And that's how you would essentially measure our success in innovation.
Thank you so much. A great discussion on the critical role of innovation and the role that it can play in South Africa's economic recovery, but also speaking to long-term success as well. A big thank you to Natasha Hardith from Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, sharing her expertise and insights. And still to come on the program after our latest